We're just a couple of days away now from Brexit, the United Kingdom's exit of the European Union. And Simon Littlewood on the Reliable podcast today, we're looking at what Brian Shanahan wrote, founder at Infometer and Termshake.com. When he talks about the lack of experienced people, trained and experienced export administrators, because after all, the UK and the EU, they haven't needed those export administrators for while they were part of the customs union. Now that that's changing, what is the impact going to be on companies that used to just export and send their invoices along to the continent, who now all of a sudden might be facing not just long queues at Dover, but the prospect that they're not even going to get paid for those goods on time?
Well, I think it's worse than that. I mean, you've got complexity, you've got delays, you've got mistakes. The first thing is, if you can't get the relevant paperwork done, you can't export. So you lose customers, because at the end of the day, I'm selling a product to another company that's doing something with that product, which they depend on. If there's a delay of a week, because at the moment we have just-in-time supply all the way across Europe, right? That's to say, I can get an order this morning, put a container on a truck in London this afternoon, and it can be pretty well anywhere in Europe by tomorrow night.
Yes.
It can be anywhere in Europe. Well, that isn't going to be the case. I'm going to need a whole series of bits of paper to enable me to send that product or those products into Europe, and it might take days or even weeks to get them. Is my customer going to be interested in waiting days or weeks when there's another supplier down the road? Mm. And if they are, is this going to lead to problems with paperwork? Same thing will apply to getting paid. You know, at the end of the day, to do transactions across borders, if there's no regulation that allows it to happen without friction, will be that there'll be requirements. You'll have to fill in bits of paper, you'll have to pay duty.
So in the short term, what can you do about this shortage of export administrators?
Well, I mean, I think it would be useful to address this to companies here in Singapore, in Southeast Asia. There are many companies that are invested in Europe. Whether they're invested in Europe or in the UK, which often likes to consider itself not part of Europe, to send goods...
Even more so after the 29th
of March. To send
March.
Goods either way is going to involve a high degree of complexity. The answer is they need to find out now what the complexity is going to be, understand what's going to be required, and develop the in-house expertise to deal with those situations when they occur. That's exacerbated by the fact that nobody's too clear what's going to happen.
Yes.
But assume that we're going to go to a no-deal Brexit, which is possible, and if it happens, it'll be happening very soon now, so there isn't much time. And on the basis of that, find out what the processing requirements are. And I think the other thing that's really important here is you need to engage with your customers and leverage the goodwill to the absolute maximum and say, this is going to be a learning curve. We want to stay in this relationship with you. We're as much in the dark as you are. Please work with us on this.
So set up the relationship now to avoid overdue invoices.
And manage an expectation that it may get worse before it gets better. And that's very, very tough, because the reality is that your customer in Europe has got some realities that he has to face. He's got customers, and the fact that the UK decided to go through this rather strange process is nothing to do with him at the end of the day. Sorry, yes. I'm very sorry, and I like you too, but I've got this factory with 600 people in it, and we can't get a product from you, so what am I going to do, send them all home? Sorry, I'm going to buy it from Germany.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to cost more money, but it can be here in a day. Yeah.
Comments, please. We'd love to hear from you on what Brexit means for you, especially when it comes to getting paid on time. The Reliable Podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy.
Sorry, I slapped my knee there.
That's okay.